we decided we'd try and scam the scammers. Our producer here, who is on call today, Angus, got a letter delivered to his house a number of weeks ago. And inside it were two amazing bits of information. The first being that he just won, let me read exactly, 915,810 euro in the Spanish lottery. Amazing stuff. And, well, I mean, if you don't buy a ticket and you still win, that's pretty good, isn't it? So, it's a full letter here from a company, and it's called, and I'm sure many people have got this before and you've just dumped it. It's called the International Lottery Commission. Their address there is in Madrid. It's actually on a particular street, the Paseo del Castellana in Madrid. Don't know whether that exists or not. And there's a number you can ring. Now, you get a second form, and this form is basically a payment processing form, and it asks you to fill in all your details. And the big one, obviously, is all your bank details, bank name, bank counter number, bank address, bank phone number, bank sort coding, all that sort of stuff. And it even asks you for your next of kin as well. So you fill everything out, and they guarantee you that they will give you the 915,810 once you've actually sent all your bank details to them, because they'll put the money straight into the bank. So I rang them and said that I was Angus's son, which I know he's often thought about that. So I rang him and said, I'm ringing on behalf of my dad. He doesn't want to fill in this form. He doesn't like the form filling in, but I have a friend in Madrid, which I do, a very close relative, and she could pop around and pick up the money. So we decided to see if we could scam the scammers. This is the first call.
Yes, hello.
Hello, is that Zurich Seguros Agency?
Yes.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
I'm just ringing up on behalf of a friend of mine who's received a notification that he's won some money in the international lottery. It's great news. He's very pleased with this. He's an elder gentleman, and he's asked me to give you a buzz about it. It appears he's won 915,000 euros.
Yeah, who are you to the gentleman?
Oh, I'm his son.
You are his son?
Yeah, but so he's won 915,000. That's amazing.
Okay.
And so we're very thrilled. He's never won anything before. And we're over here in Ireland. He's an elderly gentleman. He can't remember buying the ticket. But anyway, he has the award notification. So he has definitely won, hasn't he?
Yeah, please. Can I have the reference number?
Yes, actually, I have it here. The reference number is ESP/GH7/013EU.
Okay. And the batch number, please?
The batch number is JX876-044-2013.
Mm-hmm. And what's the name of the gentleman?
The name of the gentleman is Angus McInally.
Can I spell it?
I can. It's Angus as in A-O-N-G-H-U-S and McInally, M-C-A-N-A-L-L-Y.
You say you are the son?
Yes.
Your name?
My name is Colm.
Spell it.
C-O-L-M.
And your last name?
McInally. I'm his son. He's my dad. I'm his son, McInally. So my second name is McAnally.
Mr. Colm, can you get back to us in 10 minutes? Let me check the information.
What I want to do is, because we don't want to go through the payment processing form, I have a friend, Begonia Perez, who lives in Madrid, okay? And she's part of the family, and she could call down and pick up the check. She has all my dad's validation. She has his passport. We photocopied his passport and that. So she can call down to you to collect the prize that he won.
We don't work on that way, gentlemen, okay?
But she has the award notification.
I think I'm through with you for security reasons. Thank you.
No, we won the money. You're going to make an old man very upset, and I just think that's unnecessary. I may have to ring you again. And so guess what? We did.
Yes, Royster Gross.
Hi, I've just talked to you there 1 minute ago. It's just about my dad and the money he won.
Hold on. For security reasons, we don't work on that way. I'm not supposed to talk with you because I'm supposed to talk with your dad, who is the beneficiary. That's why I say you call in 10 minutes so that I can speak with your dad.
No, okay. Hang on a second. He won the money. Why are you getting annoyed? He won the money. So if he fills out this payment processing form, I just talked to him and he said he'll fill out the form. If he fills out the form, can you guarantee he'll get the 900,000 euros? It's not like this with the National Lottery, is it? Do you know what I decided to do then? I had to ring him back. I mean, there's 900,000 here, and they guaranteed it. I'm going to sue their ass if I don't get the money. Well, if I don't get it from my dad. So we decided, well, the only way then is to ring back and introduce them to my dad.
That's
Royster
Gross Agency.
I have my dad with me now. Here's Angus.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
My son Colm is trying to sort out me collecting the money. I won 900,000 euro and I'm not great at filling in the forms. So I asked my son Colm to ring you. So what do you want me to do now?
We don't allow any other person to speak on your behalf or to collect money on your behalf. Everything must go through you, the beneficiary, sir.
All right. Well, then, I could get a plane and come over to you to collect the money.
Yeah, listen to me. First of all, you have to go through process.
Okay.
We have to have your information and go for the approval and confirmation to know that you are the true beneficiary.
But if my dad comes over with the form, and we'll fill out the form, the processing form, if my dad comes over with that and his passport, we can get him over at the weekend because we've friends in Madrid. Can we pick up the money then? Can we wait till you process it and then pick it up?
Mr. Com, we have to first of all have your dad's... We have the reference number that we have the batch number. We have to get all his name and address and everything to confirm if he's true beneficiary.
That's why we're going to make it easier for you. We're going to bring you all his information, his passport. We're going to bring him as well and the form. And we're going to go over at the weekend and we can call into you. Then you can see it's him.
Hello, Mr. Com, please.
Hello.
Don't call this office. Don't call us again, because if you call us again, we'll send your number to the Interpol for them to know why are disturbing this office.
And he hung up again. Which means this number, RT now, has gone to Interpol, which is gas. I have a sense that he was trying to scam us. I don't know where this came from. It's just the whole thing about actually not buying the ticket in the first place and then not agreeing with us to call in, which is what they usually do with lotteries. Did you ever get one of these? Did you ever make the call? Did you ever go a little bit further to see how far you could go? Did anyone ever get the money? Do you actually know the president of Thailand? Because he sent me a letter once saying that he'd 52 million resting in an account and for it to be released and he'd give me half of it. I had to send him 2,000 euros. Should I have gone through with it? I didn't. Should we go over to Madrid and try and get out his money? I think we should make a weekend of it.
This is 2FM.